Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine, the Holy Trinity, Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, or some people call the Holy Ghost. And sometimes I release music to you that I create, that the Holy Spirit inspires through me in a variety of genres to help empower you to find happiness from within. And I was just singing and praising my Savior with music that I created, a song I'm getting ready to pitch to Beyonce here in less than 90 days, and a song that I wrote and using the power of translation services through, I used Google Translate to create a song called You Are Enough. I released that on a previous episode, so feel free to check that out. It's all about you being enough just as you are, and there's 9 different languages. I do apologize in advance if any of the translations aren't exactly how they were intended to be translated, because I used my resources that I have available, and I listened to, there's a little cool microphone thing that they have, or not microphone, what is it? It's like the symbol that looks like one of those big speakers that magnifies your voice. I'm blanking on the name of it. Anyways, and I would listen to it, and what I've been dealing with so much hacking and tech issues in the last 3 years, only one of my earpieces works when I listen to both phones, even though I've purchased multiple replacement headphones. So I know it's on purpose, because sometimes it works when it's something of interest that the spies are listening to. Then all of a sudden both headphones work. So I did the best that I could with partial hearing loss that I have from getting ear infections as a little child. So if there's any mistakes in it, just recognize that the mistakes weren't intentional. The intention is to help remind you that you are enough just how you were designed by the Father to spread more love around the world. And as I was singing that song, he whispered into my heart, "Are you ready to get on your podcast?" And I knew there was a topic brewing. And as soon as I finished it, he allows me to finish praising him. He allowed me to finish the entire song, and then he gave me the topic, which was really neat. And he said, the topic is born again. So the first thing that came to mind was the Born Identity series. If you haven't seen it, I strongly recommend you watch it. I'm very much into action, American action movies, or even international action movies, as long as there's not too much blood and gore. I don't like true blood and gore TV shows or movies. It's too painful. When they say it's true, I want to believe it's imagination. So I like the imagination stories, the fiction, but I've got my own Born Again, real action thriller that I've lived in the last 3 years. Never did I imagine that my life would be the Born Identity series. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. 2020, I received protections from top level leadership. My brand grew very swiftly, 18 months from when I started leaning into this calling that the Creator of the Universe put on my heart to share Move Happy, to share and help people empower themselves to find happiness from within. I had to learn social media. I had to learn how to write copy. I had to learn how to have conversations and network with people, all the different blog titles and how to write a blog and what is a blog and taking photos and editing and all kinds of things and shooting videos and all of it. I've worked very hard, very diligently on the side, and the Holy Spirit grew and magnified it very quickly in a very short amount of time. So 18 months after the calling, I received protections, because there's this evil, dark, rich group in the world that sacrifices, abducts children, and they do all kinds of inappropriate things with the children of the world, and they targeted me. They tried to get me to join their group multiple times, and when I refused, then they said, "Oh, we're going to just kill her." So that wasn't good. That wasn't good at all. And I am blessed that the security teams, I had no idea who was reading my content through the power of social media. And I had just happened months before that to have one of the security guys from Team Biden, the top, he told me he was the top guy. He provided me a couple of days of protections, and then he realized it was out of his pay grade, so he connected me to someone he respected on Trump's team. And I received protections off-grid for 2 months. They gave me free protections. Well, as my protector trained me, nothing is free in life. So I noticed all my tech was turned off, all my social media, everything. I had entered a contest. This contest was revealed to me from a woman that had pretended to be a minister, had conned her way volunteering on my team over the course of a year. She was sent from 1,049 other people. That's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. 1,000 people were involved in the destroying of Erin Nicole. But our military, our American military, whoo, they are so good. I am so freaking grateful. They decided to look after me, to protect the assets that I have worked so diligently and been obedient to the Creator to help spread more love around the world. And so that man was a stranger to me. And then I launched my third business the following year as a thank you to him and all his buddies. He told me all over the nation and around the world that there are veterans and first responders that are looking out for me. I only met two guys, but I know there are warriors all over the world, men and women, that love America, that love true love from the Father, that love and protect families at all costs, and they decided, for whatever reason, to keep me alive. Wow. Super grateful. So I launched the ministries, and the first year, the mission of the ministries was to host concerts. The Holy Spirit told me to do it. I'm obedient to my deity. By the end of the year, I hosted online free concerts. There was a bunch of TV show networks that participated in it. The NFL, one of their former NFL players, was a keynote speaker, cybersecurity guy. That used to be one of the OGs for Apple and Microsoft, Visa, a bunch of people stepped up to help out. A judge, C-level executive, retired from Costco, bunch of people. My mom and my aunt sang, a bunch of people sang. Super Bowl performer sang, previous Super Bowl performer. Like, all these people showed up, and I was just like, holy moly. And we only had a few $100 donated. I spent out of pocket. I didn't keep a salary. I didn't focus on money. I was grateful to be alive, and this was my service to say thank you back to them. None of these people wanted recognition. They didn't want notoriety. They didn't want me to talk about them, but I can't help it but spread more love. And wow, it was incredible. It brought a lot of healing to me as well. Towards the end of the year, my hero kind of disappeared for a few months, as men sometimes do when you tell them no, you don't want to marry them after a couple weeks of knowing them. They get butt hurt. They get their feelings hurt. So he disappeared for a while, and then he re-entered into my life. And he's like, you know you love me, right? And I'm like, okay, maybe. I don't know. I fell in love with him through my own voice, through telling the story over the course of the year. So we ended up getting married last year. And I just keep on focusing on this mission and assignment. But what I found out was this Bourne identity, this story, this movie, right? If you haven't seen the movie, the premise is there's these trained assassins for, I think they're based in America. I don't know. They have all the movies that are in a bunch of different countries. It's a very famous movie. You need to go watch all the series. It's very good if you like action thriller movies. And in any case, so there's this like program that they are doing like in secret to train these people to be like bad, you know, ASS assassins essentially. And then they decided to cut the funding to the program, and so they're disappearing all of these trained assassins. They're essentially covering up the truth. And so he is like running for his life and blah, blah, blah. It's very, very intense, very exciting, thrilling to watch on a movie, but not to experience in real life. And so when he and I got married, I thought, this is an organization that protects all the presidents of America. Keep that in mind. But they don't want anybody to know that they all work together. But Erin Nicole is an honest person. And I bring people together. I bring love, harmony, unison, as does my husband. That's what we like to do. But he's a super private guy. and people on purpose. We're not respecting our privacy. And when we got married, we moved in together. I had to move to his house. Then somebody decided to trace a phone call. Somebody decided to threaten one of my friends. Traced a phone call to find our location, and he had to lie to my face and tell me he wanted a divorce because he knew they were going to try and kill us both. Born Identity. They are trying to disappear one of their top trained assassins. Same as in the movie. Only this is real life. So what do you do? Well, he trained me very well. He had to lie to me so good. I was so mad that I had to move. I spent a bunch of money. I lost my job. I lost the ability to drive on Lyft because somebody hit me from his team. I know it. I know it because I warned him because I have the gift of premonition, and he tried to get me to ignore it because he knew what they were planning to do because they were protecting me because there was people hacking in on the Lyft app, spyware, hacking in and getting in my back seat, and he was worried that I was going to get harmed. I've had to deal with so much BS. It's unreal being a part of this contest. But the Holy Spirit assigned it to me. He assigned me this position in 2018 to be the Global Mental Health Ambassador for Depression around the world. He told me before I found out I was in a contest, 18 months before, and he, the father of all of us. You could be born again. And if you don't understand what born again means, that means you get a personal relationship with the creator of the universe. There is no reason why I am still alive other than the fact they chose to keep me alive because of my level of faith and my choice to live a life of love and be consistent and be patient while these people signed a contract for 3 years to keep me alive instead of having me killed. They allowed the Illuminati to steal from me. They were waiting patiently for the contract to be up. They were waiting on purpose to see if I really truly was the chosen one from the creator of the universe. And he has revealed truths to me. Nobody told me there was a contract for my life. I knew that this woman paid to have me killed because the Holy Spirit reveals things to me in either the quiet, still, small voice, like he does with his prophets in the Bible, like Jeremiah and Ezekiel. Only I'm Erin Nicole. It's extremely rare to be a woman with the gift of prophecy. It's also extremely rare to be in the bloodline of Jesus Christ, but here I am, and I'm still standing. It's been over a year with zero contact with my husband that I married. I chose to gift him marriage because he asked me to, and because I desired to help take care of him in his last few years of life. Nobody knows how many days we have left. This man chose to protect me in 2020 and keeps looking out for me with all of his associations that are all over the world. One of the top trained assassins of President Trump. I believe this was a test. Very frustrating to go through. Very financially frustrating. Very emotionally frustrating. But how could I be the global ambassador of depression for 1.56 billion people unless I had to go through real life challenging circumstances? And all of these people that look out for me all over the world had to be witnesses to be able to validate it to their leaders in their nations. I am your global ambassador for mental health. I'm Erin Nicole. And I'm also the first ever chief spiritual officer of the United States of America, which is a veteran-owned, veteran spouse and veteran-owned nonprofit and two for-profit businesses that they have blocked me on purpose from making money for almost 3 years because they knew. They knew that I was the chosen one, the winner in 2020. They've known it, they desired it, and they've been testing me for 3 years without giving me any financial assistance. My closest competitor that was competing only for USA only, they have been financially giving her support. I know that because she asked me to be on her team. But when I found out she was having an affair with one of her board members, and I was uncomfortable with one of her other board members trying to groom me through the LinkedIn direct messages, and she didn't have a clear vision, she didn't have a clear direction, I don't allow myself to be led by someone that has no clear direction. No, I know exactly where I'm going in life. I have a life mission. I'm clear on it. And I'm respectful of leaders that know where they're going. I'm respectful of leaders that are good business people if we're doing business dealings. I'm respectful of people that respect their wives. And if she was being abused from her husband for 10 years and they were allowing it, they were financially backing her and telling her not to divorce her husband. They are spousal abuser supporters. So she does not get to win the global ambassadorship. She might be able to win the U.S. one, but I highly recommend they have her divorce her husband and give him 50% of the business. I know they don't want to do that, and that's why they told her not to do it, because they were probably going to secretly just have him killed. Yeah, there's been a lot of people that have died in the last 3 years because of this contest. It's sick. It's sick, but that's what political war games are. There are no rules in war. That's what my husband trained me on so well. You could be born again. You could be born again into the kingdom of God. You could be a born-again Christian, or whatever you want to label it as, and choose love. You don't even have to be a Christian. You could be a Buddhist. You could be a Hindu person or a Taoist. You could be any faith system you want. You could even not believe in any faith system and still be a decent human being and not steal from somebody for 3 years and try and have her and her husband killed. Anything but what has happened to me would be better. Better choices. So I just keep tallying it up. The bank account's going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, because my husband and I, yeah, he owns 100% with me. We didn't have any prenups. Yeah. And his associations, they all know it. I asked him if he wanted a prenup, because I don't want anybody thinking I'm a gold digger. I'm a very independent woman, and he liked that about me. But he also wanted to help me because he knew I needed help and he knew I was stubborn. And it's very difficult for me as a person with depression. It's very difficult for people with depression to ask for help. When I reach out for help, that means I have zero options in my mind. I'm a highly intelligent woman. If I ask for help, that means I've had all the ideas in my mind and I've ran out of my own ideas. And I've asked people for help many times in the last 3 years that could have helped me, and they've chosen not to. So many of those people are not in my circle anymore. It's not that we hate them. It's not that we want them destroyed. I don't have those kinds of thoughts. I don't have the desire in my heart to hurt anybody. But the Lord has reminded me in the scriptures that He is all things. The Lord above all lords is love and light, and He's also darkness and wrath. And He killed many Egyptians that were enslaving the Israelites. He killed many people through plagues over time. That is the nature of the beast. And so, unfortunately, with this pandemic and the forced injection that they tried in the narrative to get everybody to get without proper white paper research through man-made diseases created intentionally to kill a bunch of all of us, a lot of those deaths are going to be rebounded back onto the people that decided it would be a smart idea to kill a bunch of humans. And the Lord above all lords knows who all of you are. And if you do die because of getting the injection or not getting the injection or cancer or whatever in life stressors, you know, we all are guaranteed a certain number of days, and nobody knows what our death day is except for the Lord above, unless you make that permanent decision yourself. And we don't recommend that. That's the whole purpose of Move Happy. That's my whole life mission, is to help stop you from making a permanent decision that would end your life. Imagine if I would have ended my life back in 2018. At that point, I wasn't on social media except for one, maybe two social media apps. I wasn't sharing about Move Happy with anybody. I didn't start the blog. I didn't start my podcast. I didn't do any of this stuff. I didn't have 89 songs created. I've created almost 100 songs, 89 songs so far. Well, I'm going to create the 89th one sometime today. I was too tired yesterday. That's going to be for those wrongfully accused in prison or jail. And yesterday the Lord revealed to me that there's going to be 17 therapies that I develop specifically for prisons in the future. I've already got, he told me, 43 that I've developed in 37 years. The person that coined the term mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn, he only created, I believe, one therapy. And his therapies have been magnified across all military installations, across all Time magazines. Everybody talks about mindfulness. And guess what? That's just one therapy. I don't know what his faith system is. It doesn't matter. When you're a child of the Most High King and you choose the number 2 out of 10 commandments to focus on in your life, to love your God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself, to love your enemies, to love your friends, to love your bosses, to love your coworkers, to love children, not inappropriately, right? When you choose to love people and live a life of love, which I've chosen to do my whole life, he will bless it in his perfect timing. He will anoint you in your perfect timing. And he called me to this mission in 2018. And I've been obedient. I've been patient. I've been diligent. I've been working very hard. I've gone through the highs and the lows of the emotional roller coaster of being an entrepreneur. And I've also been blocked from making money from people in my own nation for 3 years. This October will be 3 full years. They've broken many laws in order to keep me alive. They couldn't tell me about the contract because then they would be involved in the contract with the people that are the bad people in the Sound of Freedom movie. They did whatever they had to do to keep Aaron Nicole alive. Many of them I know will be born again into the kingdom of God because they've been watching the choices that I've made. And it excites me greatly that I can help bring more people to his kingdom. I can help more people choose love and create harmony around the world, and to help bring families back together. The enemy loves to cause division in families. This Illuminati group targeted my family before I even got a smartphone. When I was in graduate school, they targeted my middle brother. He grew very swiftly on YouTube and got to meet Beyonce after like a year, year and a half, along with a bunch of top level musicians. And he, after that, at some point after that, he had the idea to write a song called We Pray For You when the tsunami hit in Japan. And we had Hurricane Katrina, I believe it was, in the United States, that was devastating to many people in Louisiana and the surrounding areas. And he chose to use his power and influence and favor that I believe is on our family because of the fact that we're in the bloodline of King David. He reached out to, there was like 64 social media influencers, and he made sure that I was included in the song. I didn't want to sing. I was so stressed in grad school and working to make my tuition free, teaching university classes and stepmom responsibilities, though my partner didn't value me enough to marry me, and living in 2 states. I was doing all the things, and the economy sucked, so we lost our house. It was a lot. And they targeted my brother after that. My brother released this song and donated money to the tsunami relief in Japan and in the United States through the proceeds of the song sales. I don't know how much he made. I didn't ask him. It's none of my business. He chose to do something good and demonstrated his faith. And they targeted him after that. And they threatened his family and they blacklisted him in the music industry. And then when I started releasing my business stuff, I was proud of him. I was excited to be associated with my brother. And they targeted me because they found out who my brother was. and they looked in and they had conversations behind closed doors. So they sent on purpose one of their members, one of their very highly intelligent members, and 1,049 other people strategized to try and have me killed. It took them 18 months to pay the payment. They had been watching me for that long. But I'm still standing. In fact, I'm standing taller. And I married one of the fiercest men in the world. These people underestimated my family, and they're going to be paying my brother back a lot of money for the damages they caused on purpose. Threatening his wife? Unacceptable. Unacceptable in America. Many of those people are rich people in America in the music industry, but they're about to go broke real quick. I married the fiercest man in the world. And he's got the fiercest buddies in the military. So many veterans are highly disrespected. So many veterans are homeless in America. Meanwhile, the rich society makes stupid amounts of money. And they think that they can get away with crimes. You wouldn't be nothing without the veterans that protect our borders. You wouldn't be nothing without the police, the sheriffs, the state troopers, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and all the rest of the people that protect our nation. I can't wait for October's meeting to take place. I'm so grateful that the Holy Spirit loves me, protects me, and provides for all of my needs. And ladies, make sure you're very intentional about who you marry, and make sure you live a life according to the scriptures, how you are supposed to be as a lady. Come October, there's going to be a lot of attention on Nicole. So I'm going to be intentional about what I wear, how I wear, how I get out of vehicles, right? Because there's a lot of inappropriate videos that were taken of like Britney Spears, Katy Perry, all kinds of people. They always try to destroy women's reputations. It's nothing new. That's what the media gets paid for. That's what the paparazzi gets paid for. Everybody's got an agenda. But nobody's going to take any inappropriate photos of the first ever chief spiritual officer of the United States of America, because I will have the protections of all the security people, all the trained assassins of America. If anybody tries, it'll be a very poor decision on their career. Very poor decision. My husband's friends with everybody in every major and minor nation, every major and minor organization. You don't know who his associations are. I married the best. And he chose to walk away from that life. He wanted to retire. He desired to retire. He requested. He did all the appropriate chain of command requests to retire. And they chose to try and have us killed. Like Bourne Identity. Yeah. So things are going to change in October. President Trump is going to get back in office. I don't have any doubts about that. I don't have any doubts about that. They could actually save all 100% of their money, and they could just share my show. I'm 100% confident, because the creator of the universe is in charge of everything, and he speaks to me every single day. We have conversations throughout the day. The creator of the universe has inspired through me 43 alternative therapies for people of all ages, all domains, and just one of those therapies is worth well over $1 trillion. I am a highly valuable asset around the world. And if I say that someone's going to be in office, it's because I have the gift of prophecy. I don't even need to vote for him, but I'm going to. He will still be in office regardless. There are so many people that voted for him almost four years ago. And we've also been hacked into. Many organizations were hacked into in America because they used illegal satellite interceptions. And that's okay. The attacks of the enemy are rebounded back onto them in the creator of the universe's perfect timing. Trump will get in office. A lot of truths will be revealed. We're going to learn to get along as a nation again. I'm going to forgive a lot of people that I could easily have disappeared for treason. But I'm choosing to love them. I'm choosing to forgive them. We're going to shake hands, fist bump, or hug it out in private. Except for Mr. Obama, I will love you from a distance because of what the Holy Spirit revealed to me about you last week or earlier this week. I don't hate you. There's no hate in my heart for anybody. But I do protect children. And the visions he reveals to me are true. So all of us top leaders are going to be in that room. And I said all of us top leaders. I'm including myself because they obviously see me as a leader. Otherwise, they wouldn't have pulled me in all kinds of directions and tried to use me to get information from the other political teams. So I am a leader. I'm okay with saying that. I make good decisions. I married the best man in the world. Zero regrets. Now, I wish he didn't lie to my face, but he made a promise to me to keep me alive at all costs, so he had to do what he had to do. I can't wait for that meeting. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for October's meeting. I can't wait for that meeting to take place and Trump to get back in office. We're gonna put them away. We're gonna put bad guys away if they don't repent of their ways. Yeah, so you get the choice to repent of your ways and come back to the one holier. Holier than all of the nasty, dark, dirty things you think you're doing in private, in secret. You get to choose if you're gonna repent. June was your cutoff for the 42 months of the beast's reign. We are at the end of July. You are not allowed to do what you're doing anymore. If you do it, the Holy Spirit reveals to me names randomly. Top level leader names. Top celebrity names. A-list celebrity names known all over the world. I don't know who he reveals to me when he reveals it to me. It is a gift from him, and he does not overwhelm his children with too much information. He is perfectly strategic in what he reveals to his children. As soon as I speak it into my devices, the powerful people in my association list that I don't even know all, because my husband trained me so good to keep it a secret, they start looking into your backgrounds. They start listening in if they can get into your devices, because they're powerful people and they protect the children of the world. God's children are not for sale. So if you choose to come back to the Father and you don't have a personal relationship with him, or it's been a while since you've spent time with him and you're not sure if you have that salvation, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. I know you freely give it. If I confess with my lips that I'm a sinner, and I am, I ask that you forgive me of all of my mistakes. Wipe the slate clean. Come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we welcome you to the family. If it's been a while and you recommitted your life, welcome back. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a Bible-based church. Keep God first place and make friends with veterans and first responders in that church and ask them how you can help them. Start creating community events, community networking things, because the internet will be shut down in November. I don't know exactly when, but that's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. And we want to make sure that you have people you can communicate with, because phone lines will not work. Landlines will not work. Cell phones will not work. I don't know about the internet. Internet might work. Not sure how bad this is going to be, but something very bad is coming. But you have your salvation, so there's nothing to fear, not even death. You have the same power within you. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, that the creator of the universe can raise you from the dead if he so chooses to. He can heal you. He can comfort you. He can counsel you. He is are everything, but you need to spend time with Him. So get plugged into a Bible-based church. Start plugging into thought leaders. If you like this show and it did something for you, feel free to share it with somebody you love. And don't forget to tell somebody that you love them today. All right, I'm going to go run some errands. I hope you guys enjoy your day.